Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Woo! We get the early PYT. Rick Ritter's going to be mad. I love this song. This might be one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs. Oh. 7:47 in the a.m.
And we got to give away tickets today, too, to see Toto, right, Joe? That'll be coming up a little bit later.
Toto.
Why can't they play Africa, then?
Toto. No, we talked about this with Yacht Rock. Like, Toto, one of the lead singers of Toto, wrote
Toto.
Human Nature that Michael Jackson turned into a number one hit. And the band members were like, I don't like this song. Yeah, we'll just make it a number one. No big deal.
That happens so many times.
Yeah. Men Without Hats, Toto, and Christopher Cross. But we'll do that later. We'll do it live.
Ride Like the Wind.
You listen to so many rappers who say, you know, Kanye West would be in the studio, he'd make a beat. I don't like this. They take the beat and make it a hit. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Who needs a deep playoff run more, Edward? Lamar or Harbaugh?
Oh. I would say Harbaugh. I think, look, Lamar's going to be here. You got your franchise quarterback, and multiple MVP winner. He's going to be here forever, no matter what. I think if Harbaugh doesn't have a deep playoff win or go to the Super Bowl, I think he may start feeling a little heat here.
He might start feeling some heat here, but no one on national TV is going to talk about John Harbaugh not having a deep run. It's going to be Lamar having not having a deep run because John Harbaugh's done it before. I think Lamar Jackson, Jeremy Kahn, needs the deep playoff run more so than John Harbaugh.
I mean, you said exactly what I was just going to say. Like, Harbaugh has one. I think when you look at the leniency that you're giving after winning one and the length of time, especially if you're with the right organization, those organizations being Pittsburgh or Baltimore, you're going to be given a lot of time to prove that you don't belong. And I don't think Harbaugh's done anything like that, but I don't think his head's on the chopping block at all. If something happens and Lamar loses this weekend, next weekend, the weekend after that to the Chiefs again, it's the same narrative. Can't get past the Chiefs. This guy can't win a big game. And even though I think that's BS, it just keeps building and building and building, and it just gets bigger. It turns one of those avalanches. You see that snowball running down the hill, and it just keeps getting larger and larger and larger. And that's why people are saying Lamar's got so much pressure on his shoulders to just get it done.
Joe just said in my ear, Mike McCarthy has one. He gets heat. I think Mike McCarthy also gets because he sucks because he has bad moments. I think that's what it is. So when you attach yourself to a quarterback and you win one because of that quarterback, like many people believe in McCarthy, yeah, you get scrutinized. Even though John Harbaugh has some Hall of Famers and a quarterback that played lights out during that playoff run, you know, that team wasn't great during the season. So a lot of other ingredients, Ed, that goes into that against John Harbaugh. And John Harbaugh was probably better after winning the Super Bowl than McCarthy has been. Especially since he had Lamar.
Well, he's definitely been better than McCarthy. I think the question actually really, I'm going to even change it for another. Who needs it more, Harbaugh or Tomlin?
Tomlin.
Yeah, I think Tomlin does now, too.
I do, too.
You know what's interesting, though? I just went back and looked at Mike McCarthy, his time in Dallas. He won 12 games 3 years in a row there, which was kind of surprising. 7-10 last year, but like always the disappointing seasons. When he first got to Dallas, 6-10. And in Green Bay, he went from winning that Super Bowl to 10-6, 10-6, 7-9, 4-7, 6-10. Or I'm sorry, 4-7, and then he was let go, and then 6-10 in Dallas. I don't like Mike McCarthy as a coach. Tell me what he does well. Like, you know, we sit here and talk about Harbaugh that he didn't have the background as an offensive or defensive guy, came from the special teams, but I think we would all agree that he's a pretty damn good leader of men. You know, there's a success rate that's been here. I think when you look at the people he puts around him, he tries to put other people around him that he trusts, and sometimes that's actually a fault, that you trust your guys so much to get things done that when things come up and you're going, well, I don't know why that happened, then you look kind of foolish at times. But I think with Mike McCarthy, you sit there and watch his games going, in game, what are you doing? Like, we question Harbaugh's clock management. Some people question whether or not he should go for it on fourth down or take the points, all those things, punt it. But I think overall, like, you're not going to poke as many holes in him as a coach as you would Mike McCarthy.
410-583-1057. A buddy of mine just asked me about the officiating crew this weekend, so it made me look it up. It's Alex Kemp's crew.
Oh, they call a lot of holding penalties.
They're tied for fourth most in penalties, and like you said, holding.
They call a lot of holding penalties.
Offensive holding, defensive holding. Was it offensive holding, right?
Offensive, yeah. Let's go out to the phone line. Let's go to the A and get Sid. What's up, Sid?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Doing well, how are you?
I'm pretty good. In my opinion, John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin, they got the same leash. I just think Lamar covers up a lot of mistakes that John Harbaugh makes throughout the season.
No doubt.
We just forget him. We just forget him, right, because Lamar's so Lamarvelous, right? But, yeah, I think they're intertwined. I think they're intertwined as far as who needs the playoff run. I think John Harbaugh needed two. I think Lamar needs it. But, of course, you're right, Rob. Like, I mean, everybody's going to talk about Lamar. But I really do think John Harbaugh needs it. Key to the game, right? Like, Pelele, like, they got to help this guy out. I watched the film. They are purposely trying to isolate this guy, get this guy in space. So they can get to Lamar, and they're continuously doing that. If they get the O-line together, if they can get the O-line, let that hold up, like you said, no dumb penalties, we should be good. All right, I'll take it easy, fella.
You too, Sid.
You know, Tomlin hasn't won since his second year in the league as head coach.
You mean a Super Bowl?
Yeah, Super Bowl, yes.
Beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, the one with James Harrison had the long tucked interception return. Yeah.
Santonio Holmes had that amazing catch in the back.
Nobody wanted to tackle James Harrison. Scared of the consequences.
I mean, I know he's a stealer, but I love that guy.
How could you not love James Harrison?
Yeah.
Did you hear the story?
He was a Raven too once.
He was, yeah, for a minute.
Did you hear the story about James Harrison with Chris Boswell when he first joined the team? Just telling him, like, he said, "You're going to be washing my back in the shower if you don't make this kick." And said that he was such an imposing. You all seen his workouts,
yes,
right?
Yes.
He's such an imposing figure that you don't know if he's telling the truth or if he's joking with you. He's like, "All right, I'll make the kick.
Let me wash my back."
That's what he told him.
Do you know a guy in the YMCA when I was a teenager?
Did he wash his back?
No, he asked me and my friends to shave his back.
So how long did it take?
I'll tell you what happened. One of my dad's friends worked out at the gym there too. Big, strong Italian guy. He's really a gym rat. I told him, Eddie Martello was his name. I told him what happened, told him who said it. He went to all the guys' clothes and threw them in the toilet.
Oh, he should. Asking young boys to shave your back.
Absolutely should have.
You should, you pervert.
Threw them in the toilet.
You weren't this angry when his teacher slept with him.
No.
Hey.
No. Oh. It's like, a woman sleeping with a younger man. Oh, okay.
Shave my back.
What a lucky guy. A man? Oh, sinful.
And give me that razor.
What if he just couldn't reach? You said he was a big guy, right?
No, he wasn't.
Let's go to Baltimore. My dad's friend was. What's up, Sean?
What's up, fellas? What's up, good morning? Hey, on the question, who needed more? Like, I'm kind of a little torn with that. And the reason I say, I think that's a little broad. It need to be a little broad. I mean, I think that's too much of a broad of a question. Because when you mean run, do you mean take it to the Super Bowl? Or you mean just get some playoff wins?
We'll let you define it. Let you define it.
For Lamar, it's got to be Super Bowl.
And we'll let you define it. Who needs each?
All right. I would say Harbaugh. I would say Lamar do need the playoff wins. But if we go to that AFC again and the same old bull crap happened, believe me, they're going to be talking about get Harbaugh out.
So if they lose the same way. I got that fair enough, Sean. Thanks a lot, my man. If they lose the same way is what he said.
I mean, to be fair, nobody's saying get Lamar out of here. I'm just saying, like, when it comes down to it, without him winning, it's the only thing that's left on his resume
exactly.
That he needs to do.
He's going if they don't get to the Super Bowl, he may be talking about more during that week off than the quarterbacks who made it to the Super Bowl.
I hope he wins. I hope he wins a couple, and then all of a sudden, when his career's over, going, y'all remember when we said he couldn't win a big game? How dumb was that?